I'm going to ask you, what do you love about Paris? What is it that made you leave the United States? Was it something that you didn't like about the United States, or was it something that you loved about Paris?
Well, it was actually the love of the French language that had me leaving the United States. I wanted to be able to perfect my spoken French. Obviously, Paris is like the, it is the be-all and end-all of cities. If you want to live in a city, in a French-speaking city, it's the place. I was willing to go elsewhere as long as I could work and learn to speak French, but the way that things unfolded, I found a job just outside of the city, like a 15-minute drive outside of the city, so not very far at all.
Okay.
And my criteria was that I needed to be able to work.
Okay, I'm going to jump into your tour company. So okay. Between the time you started it and now, an estimate of the tours that you've had from people from the United States coming over.
Oh, gosh.
Uh-oh, that many?
Well, I guess I've just never really, tried to count them. But, we've done dozens and dozens and dozens. And the business started as we specialized in self-guided itineraries when we started. So we were actually writing itineraries for people, and they were always 100% customized. With the exception of our African American tours, which we did a sort of a little packet of four that covered specific areas of town and had a specific theme. As the business developed, we became more and more solicited for our African American tours and less for other types of tours. So that nowadays, we primarily do what I call now Entree to Black Paris tours, and the other type of business that we have is gourmet tours.
Food,
so
right?
That food theme, that food thing keeps coming up.
Oh, yes.
So those are what we specialize in. And for the African-American tours, we do a lot of work with universities.
Oh, great.
A lot of work with universities.
Okay, and Professor Norris, she wants to, I'm giving her your information like you suggested. And go right ahead.
And so we have done four schools, bringing groups over for as little as a week to as much as 5 weeks.
Okay.
We do private guided walking tours. Those are tours that we do in the streets of Paris in different neighborhoods, again, focused on a particular theme, such as we have a Montparnasse walk, which features primarily artists.
Okay.
So the African-American artist experience. We do the grandest of avenues, which is on and around the Champs-Élysées, which I consider to be the grandest avenue in the world.
Okay.
And we talk about a variety of things over there, but primarily there's a lot of Josephine Baker on that tour.
Yes.
And a lot of performers, but also some other elements, some political elements. James Baldwin, for example, arranged a march on the American Embassy in support of Martin Luther King's March on Washington.
Okay, now, you know, what you're sharing that information, that gives us a good segue into Reflections of Paris. Am I saying the book?
Paris Reflections.
Right, okay, I thought I was turning it around a little bit. But is that your third book?
That is my second hardcover book.
Oh, okay.
Well, not hardcover, but print book, if you will.
Okay.
We do a lot of publications in English. Not in English, what am I saying? Electronic publications.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We do a newsletter, and my husband has created a book from a compilation of newsletters. But the cookbook is a hard copy, a hard cover book. Mm-hmm. It's a coffee table style book.
Yes.
Paris Reflections is a paperback book, but it does have illustrations.
I love those illustrations. Yeah.
Maps. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And the illustrations are in color. And then I've just very recently, for Black History Month this year, produced an e-book called Black Paris Profiles, which is a series of of articles on contemporary African American and Afro-Caribbean residents of Paris, people who are living there currently mm-hmm. and who are doing some amazing things.
Oh, great. And, you know, that's why, you know, in one of our electronic communications, I'll put it like that, Facebook, I mentioned mm-hmm. the artist Turtle Only and John Jennings. Now, Turtle Only, has been a frequent flyer to Paris, and he says he knows the place like the back of his hand, and he's the one who gave me a copy of your book, Paris Reflections, and I went through it. I'm looking at, you know, all the great people that you've showcased, and I'm loving the map. I was like, oh, it's so Matisse-like, you know, with the snail, you know, his his painting of the snail. Uh-huh. It just, I loved it. And I was like, I'm going to reach out to her, because I'm like, I remember the interview you had. And uh-huh. just to know that you're still over there and loving Paris, it's just breathtaking, I'll put it like that. Well, this is a question about, what's the length? I know you're customizing tours, but the length of a tour is like an hour or 2 hours. Is it depending on if you're walking or if you're on the bus, or how do you navigate?
Our guided tours, our private guided tours, walking tours, whether they're in the city or in museums, they're roughly 2 hours. We do have a longer tour that is 90% focused on Josephine Baker that we do in a couple of different areas of the city, and so that one is longer because you have to take public transportation between the two areas.
Okay.
And but for the most part, they're 2 hours long, and that's enough because Americans are not used to walking for the most part.
Is there anything else you would like to share with us? We still have some of the students in the background. Would you like to share something with us concerning your stay in Paris?
Well, what I would like to say is that I do encourage anyone who has even the slightest inkling of interest, the slightest smidgen of interest in Paris to come. The city is eternal. It's eternal. It is effervescent. It is endless in the possibilities that you can plunge into, delve into. No matter what your interests are, you can find something that is going to enliven you in Paris. And what I like to tell people is that, particularly when you are thinking about coming because of the African American presence there.
Okay.
When you're thinking of that, okay, that's a great reason to come.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get there, you should really embrace the city as a whole, as Paris in and of itself, for itself, because the African American presence would not be so strong in Paris if Paris wasn't what it is, what it was and what it is for itself.
Okay.
So it is a mistake to come and only focus on, you know, Richard Wright or Josephine Baker. That's a mistake.
Okay.
That's a mistake. You need to embrace the city for what it is, good, bad, and indifferent, because that's why all of these black people, African-Americans, Afro-Caribbeans, Africans, that's why they are here.
Oh, okay. So is the presence there, is it expanding since you've been there?
I don't know if it's really expanding. I think that there is a large presence, and I think that based on things that have happened over the past 10 to 15 years, people are more aware of the presence, and they are more aware of what black people of all nationalities are contributing to the city of Paris.
Okay.
That's always been there, but I think because of recent events, there's a lot more focus on what it means to be a black person in Paris. And it's very different to be a black American compared to say, African-American compared to an Afro-Caribbean compared to an African. There is, it's a very, very different experience.
Okay.
And most African-Americans are not really aware that there is another presence, or they're just very peripherally aware of it. And so there's just so much to be learned from looking at the city as a whole.
Okay.
This is the thing that I try to get everybody to understand. So when people go on a walking tour with me,
okay,
even if it's an Afrocentric walking tour, you're going to learn about the city. You're going to learn about the history of the city. You're going to learn about the architecture. You're going to learn about all of those things, because that's why we went there.
Yeah, well, thank you. And, you know, I'm a art major. That's one of the reasons why I got the opportunity to go to Nice. And seeing the artwork, you know, it's one thing seeing it in a book, but when you're right up on it, like at the Chagall Museum or the Matisse Museum, and to see the scale and the paintbrush, the strokes, it's a whole different story. So I think a portion of me is still over there in France. It's just, I'm 58 years old, and at the age of 54, to have that opportunity to go beyond, you know, my block and my city and my, you know, country.
Mm-hmm.
It was so liberating that I was speechless when I came back. I seemed like I had been to the sun and then had to go back into a cave or something. So never thought I had the opportunity to do that. And I'm so glad I have the opportunity to speak with you. And hopefully one year I can meet you in Paris. I can make a date to be a part of your tour and take those pictures and be on your Facebook page with all the rest of the beautiful people. It sounds silly, but I really want to experience that.